Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep this quick because I gotta pee.
Why didn't you pee before this?
I don't know.
We were literally sitting here and you could have peed.
Honestly, I could have, and I didn't. But poor decision making is kind of in my DNA.
I like that.
So
I'd agree with that.
Speaking of poor decision making, okay, easy, you two. All right.
There's just so many things we can pick from.
Yeah,
that is a poor decision from you.
No. Like the way you're wearing your hat right now.
Okay. All
I
right.
like it.
Thank you.
Because you're wearing it the same way.
Yeah.
We don't like backwards
yeah,
hats.
Yeah, why are you teaming up on the two people? You're outnumbered here.
Yeah.
You're teaming up on people that wear hats backwards.
So?
And you're the only one in this room not wearing a hat.
Exactly.
So let's pick on her.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nice
hey.
Head.
Yeah, nice head.
Boom.
Sweet roasted. Lice.
Boy, I'm so offended right now.
Wow. Yeah. We can see all your hair.
Right.
Wild.
Hey, Head and Shoulders. Use it sometime.
Wow. Ooh.
That got a little deep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
Anything else?
Well, I mean, I would offer to buy you a comb.
Oh. Go ahead. The best things come in threes.
Nothing. You already did a dandruff.
Oh, you mean you're not good at cutting people down like Austin is?
Yeah, and I'm so good at it.
Remember, a few weeks ago, you said he was the most attractive because he could lie.
Yeah,
and
you
now,
did.
He
she
cut
did
you
say.
Down.
A couple episodes ago, you did say I was the you would want to date me.
Nice guys do finish last.
I did, and they do.
Did you use a brush this morning?
Anything else?
A brush with death.
I thought you were going to say brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Can we, real quick, I know I want to talk about a text that we got through real quick because it has to do with that.
Okay.
Didn't bring it up on air.
Okay.
But I think it's the funniest text I've ever read that we've gotten.
In the whole 2 weeks
line?
That he's been
text,
here.
The yeah. text line. Yeah, well, it was a pretty high
wow.
standard
that
those
is,
2 weeks.
Right.
Okay.
This is the funniest text
in two
of
weeks.
All time.
Somebody
of the last
simply,
2 weeks.
We were talking about a drug that helps you find love.
Oh, yeah, the love drug.
And a lot of people were commenting, you know, the classic, ooh, Viagra, which isn't a bad joke. I don't know why I said it like that. It was a good joke.
Yeah, we had multiple texts, and like all of them was like, isn't that just Viagra? Isn't that ecstasy? Isn't
yeah.
that Molly?
They were just naming different drugs, which, funny's funny. I'll allow it.
Yes.
But the text we got that made me laugh the hardest
oh, yeah.
was the guy who wrote, will it help me find love in my cold, dead heart?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening, oh, God. Loved it.
Right.
And I hope it wasn't serious, because if it was... me laughing was rude, but it's the funniest.
Yeah, yes. I hope he's joking too, because I don't think it will.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
It's
I don't think the FDA can approve
drug.
A drug like that.
No.
Well, if this love drug is supposed to raise your dopamine levels, imagine, what?
Why'd you say dopamine like that? And it's supposed to raise your dopamine levels.
No, imagine your doctor prescribing you that. Be like, ooh, you've got a cold, dead heart. Here's some love drug. I'm writing you a prescription for the love drug to go with your cold, dead heart.
Well, is it as simple as like, okay, like you're checking things off and it's like, all right, here's my name. Here's my zip code. Are you married or single? Well, I'm single. Have you had any luck in the dating market? Really weird question, but not really.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you sometimes eat a lot of Ben and Jerry's and cry late at night?
Yeah.
Again, weird question, but
right.
you
yes.
got me.
What's your best friend's name? What's your second best friend's name?
I don't have
Does
one.
Your second best friend know about your first best friend?
Have you ever been a fifth wheel a little bit too often? Yeah, you got me there.
Yeah.
Bam.
So I guess the big question is, a love drug. Would you take a love drug?
I'm already
Would you
in
take
love.
One? Right, but it doesn't have to be loving your spouse? What happens if you could take a love drug to like your boss?
Love my job?
Like, love your job.
Yeah, give me an extra dose of that, Doc.
I've been actually slowly sipping you guys love drugs.
I'm kidding. I do love my job.
I'm joking. I've been slowly giving you guys love drugs so you like me.
Oh, really?
On my first couple
I was going to say, because I was when it's you first working. Started, I was like, I don't like this guy.
Oh, right.
Now
right.
I've like come around, and I'm like, that's weird. How have I come around on this guy?
Right. Yeah. So where are you giving us the love drugs? Where are you?
Yeah, how are you slipping it to us?
So you know how I gave you your headphones this morning?
Oh, you laced it.
Laced it in the headphones.
Wow. How'd you get Melissa?
Well,
that one's easy.
Have you noticed the coffee that I've been getting?
He makes coffee sometimes.
Oh, that is true. Oh,
that was
gosh.
An easy one. You were the tough one because you bring your own coffee and put your hand over the cup constantly.
Yeah, always.
It's a good trick, right? But I got
he doesn't
you.
Trust anybody. That's
I don't trust
why.
Anyone.
Because he's got a cold heart.
Dead
cold
heart.
Dead heart.
Yeah, right. Also, I was the one who texted that in.
You are the funniest.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it.
What are you trying to say?
He's the funniest.
Everyone does know it, Melissa.
Oh God!
I mean, not according to some polls of like all of us. Like out of the two of you, I would say Austin's funnier.
It's a 50-50.
That's because
shot.
He spent more time with Austin and not me. You just don't know me well enough yet.
Oh wait, what? Really? Because I know you pretty well,
right,
and I would say
laugh.
I'm funnier.
I'm not surprised.
Make me laugh.
Oh, yeah. Make him laugh. Go.
No,
make me laugh.
I'm in a serious conversation right now.
All right. Serious conversation's over.
No, it's not.
Make me laugh.
What would the complications be from a love drug? What kind of serious...
Oh, side effects?
Complications.
What are complications? Loving someone you don't love.
But there could be complications.
What are you saying by that? Like
I'm
your
saying...
heart stops working?
Like a cold, dead heart?
Yeah.
No, dude. See, this
I don't
is
understand
where,
what you mean by complications.
Why are girls and guys so different?
Because women bring complications into things that complications don't need
to be brought
into. No,
you guys can't sometimes think past the basic bottom line.
Not sometimes. Every time.
Exactly. No. So what kind of complications could you have? What happens if you took a love drug and you ended up loving somebody that you shouldn't love?
Ooh, like your cleaning lady.
Right. Like, what kind of complication
that was a little
would
bit too
that...
well, like... Yeah, yeah, like cleaning ladies. We all fall in love with those, right?
Right. Like, that makes things complicated.
Right.
That's a complication of taking a love drug. What happens
right.
if you fall in love with the homeless man on the street that
right,
you pass
right.
by?
You're like, look, you take the drug and you're like, honey, I'm in love with Rosalita. And she's like, what? Why?
Again,
where'd this
really
come from?
Really quick that you're coming up with names and hypothetical situations. But keep going.
These are all hypothetical.
Yeah.
All hypotheticals.
You love your cleaning lady? You have a clean... By the way, I wish... Can I have your cleaning lady?
She's
I need one.
She's a sweet woman.
Okay.
And she only comes around once a month.
Okay.
Hmm.
It's once a month more than what I get.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do the pre-clean for the cleaning lady?
Sometimes. I hate that.
I think it's a
worst.
Weird move, but my brother used to do that.
Right.
And it's literally you clean your entire apartment before the cleaning lady,
it's
so the cleaning lady
job.
Doesn't judge you.
Well, that's okay. She wouldn't judge you if you gave her a love drug. She'd be happy to do it.
Oh, so are you going to... So, hypothetically, if there was a Rosalita...
Right. If I did have a cleaning lady,
if
her name
lady,
was Rosalita...
And you were, like, falling in love because of the love drug, do you give her a love drug so she loves you back?
Complications.
No. Because I want her love for me to be pure.
Oh, and you want your love to be fake.
Well, I don't want it to be. I just did it by accident. I took the love drug. Next person I saw was Rosalita.
What makes you think it's fake? Is actually real love coming from you because your serotonin and dopamine levels have been raised?
But if
it was fake, what are those called?
Placebo. Oh, but if it was fake, then if it was, I mean, if it wasn't fake, then that would mean I would. Deep down have those feelings for Rosalie to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have feelings for Rosalita right now.
Right now.
But if I took the love drug and next person I see locked in on, you know.
Right. Right.
I'm locked in on Rosalita. Now she's the acceptor of my love.
Receiver?
Receiver.
Recipient.
Recipient of my love.
What if you fell in love with an object?
Ooh.
Like, it's not a relationship.
Like a gumball machine.
Yeah. Like, what if you take it?
Yeah.
Boom. colorful gumball machine.
Right. You're like, oh, I love that gumball machine.
So random.
Happy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Again, kind of weird how you pulled that one out pretty quickly.
I mean, if you
there,
think about
Austin.
It, a wife is kind of like a gumball machine.
Go on.
Okay. Very colorful.
I like it.
Fingernails, hair color. Always takes your money.
Women be shopping.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Very sweet. Sure. Sweet.
Round.
Right. We're always pushing their buttons. round.
Melissa said that, not us.
Yeah,
Melissa
no, that was from Melissa.
I'm trying to figure out how
we did not say round.
Are.
I did not say
heads.
Big heads, massive heads. Yeah.
Chewy.
You can always find them inside an Old Navy.
I'm laughing because that's where I was like, where would I find a gumball machine? Yeah. And a minute ago, I was like, well, mall, yeah. Old Navy.
Right. Whatever they give you, you have to sit and chew on it for a while.
Even if you don't want to, right. It's like, I guess.
And when you're sick of it, you chew it, spit
it
out.
Yeah, you spit it out. Right. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh, this is funny.
Oh, I came up with one.
She played the long game on that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever notice, Melissa, whenever Melissa cracks a joke, Melissa is then quickly to remind you that she just cracked the joke?
Do you guys remember that joke?
It's gonna She's be... like, guys, I did it! It's like a kid like jumping off of a trampoline. Mom, Dad, look!
We're going to be in studio tomorrow. It's going to be silent. She's going to be like, do you guys remember the...
She'll bring it up tomorrow. She'll be like, do you guys remember when I made you laugh? Remember the gumball machines?
Here's the thing is they're so few and far between that 9 times out of 10, nobody hears it because they don't expect it to from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always like, nobody heard that one. But if they would have been paying any attention or expecting a joke from me, they actually would have heard
There's
it.
Always like a 5-second pause after Melissa's joke and then laughter. And it's not because the joke isn't funny. Mm-hmm. It's because people are like, wait, was that a joke that came from Melissa? Oh, my gosh, that was a joke.
For Christmas this year, you're going to get us like miniature gumball machines. Like, yeah. Like, remember back in July, right. We had the gumball jokes.
Look underneath. You look on the bottom and it's like engraved is her joke that she said.
Chew it up and spit it out. Oh, I'm an idiot.
My brother did that actually. Not the gumball joke. He did. We were playing. It was when... Haley and I have been in for a couple of years. We were playing... Horse, you know, the basketball game.
Yeah.
Like my entire like sibling.
HORSE, right?
Yes. But
not
we were because there were so many people we were good one.
Just making sure.
Because there are so many people we played.
There's
we played
the spelling.
Horse or horse.
It sounds similar. I'm sorry.
Let's play horse.
Horse.
No, you know what I say to that? Nay.
So we were playing a modified version.
Yes.
Where instead we were playing B-E-E because there were so many people. We didn't want to play the game for a long time. And my brother missed a shot to get the second letter. So it was just B, B-E, I mean. And then my future wife did the same thing. She missed a shot, became B-E. And 2 minutes before when my brother missed the shot, he went, oh, I just got a B myself. One person laughed, and I think it was me because I'm like, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, right.
When Haley missed it, he did the joke again. Oh, Haley, don't forget to be yourself. And Haley laughed, and we all were like, what are you doing? And she went, oh, no. Like, literally out loud said, oh, no. Because for the next 3 years, whenever my brother saw Haley, went, are you going to be yourself today? And then one Christmas, because he lives up in Vermont, so he travels home for Christmas every year. And 1 year for Christmas, he got us all gifts that were Vermont themed. I got a baseball hat from one of the local teams in the area.
Yeah.
One of my brother-in-law got like beer from one of the local breweries. Haley got local Vermont honey.
Oh, no.
And he did the be yourself. And I'm like, wait. did you just do these entire gifts because a month ago you found honey and said, I gotta buy this, but I have to make it like for everybody? And he went, oh yeah, the joke lives on.
Yeah. No, that's what I, that is well done. That is, and I am all about the long con when it comes to jokes.
Yeah.
Like I am all for the like sticking to the dedication of it because I am a firm believer of if you say a joke and it's not funny, you say it again, it's still not funny. You keep saying it until that joke becomes funny.
That sounds like Jay Leno.
And then it becomes funny. And then why does that sound like Jay Leno?
Because that's what Jay Leno would do when he'd do the stand-up at the beginning of his show, when he had the late-night show.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, he'd say the joke, and he'd be like, and it was glasses. It was glasses!
Oh, and then and like it wouldn't get the response he would want
it. He'd always repeat it.
And then he'd say it
again.
Right. And then and then throughout the rest of the monologue, probably, and then you just go back to it. You know, you just drop it again. And then it gets a little funnier. And then the more you say it, the funnier it gets. But then you'll hit a cliff and the joke will fall off and not be funny anymore. It's like, all right, okay, move on. But you keep doing it, that's when most people stop. You got to keep going. You got to keep pushing through. Family Guy has mastered this art where a joke was like it stops being funny and then it starts being funny again because it's still going. And then you just keep going. I did it for 300 or 400 straight weeks.
You've been doing it with the bean.
You got to see the bean. You got to see the bean.
On your Twitter all the time.
Yeah,
every time you're right. You got to see the bean.
You got to see the bean. Yeah. On Instagram, anytime anyone mentions the bean, you got to see it. Because when people come to Chicago, they're like, what should I do? I said, you got to
see the bean.
I mean, you do have to see the bean.
Yeah. Have you seen the bean?
I have seen the bean.
Yeah, because she knows. You got to see the bean.
See it.
So I for 400 straight weeks, I posted the same Throwback Thursday photo.
How long?
Like 400 weeks. It was like
400 weeks?
Yeah, it was, or no, sorry, not 400 weeks. It was probably like 200 or 3, because it was 3+ years.
Every week?
Thursday, same Throwback Thursday photo. And I said throwback to 1 week ago when this happened. Throwback to 2 weeks ago when this happened. Throwback to and every
I would have
week,
never been able to make it
And I just counted
long.
The weeks. And I got up to the point where I was like, throwback to 272 weeks ago, you know, whatever it was. But it was like 3+ years of doing
what?
This.
That's commitment.
Yeah. And it was to the point where like people, my friends got so annoyed by it. But then they came around and slowly, like, I had friends tell me, like, I used to get so annoyed by that, but now I look forward to it every Thursday. Like, they would.
Beat them down.
Oh, and that's the thing.
You beat them
down. It's the commitment to the joke. You're right. Melissa, if you say something that's not that funny, you just keep saying it.
Oh, I'll remember
you
that.
You just keep saying it.
Until I just annoy the hell out of you.
And then eventually we'll be like, oh my gosh. And we won't be able to control our laughter.
You do realize this is what I do for my birthday week every year.
Hashtag
Kyle Special Week has been going on since 2010, 2009. And that's how my friend described it. Funny the first couple years. Got a little annoying that those like few years in between, but now he's all in. He's all in to a point, but he also is like, I hate it, but like I've just grown to accept it.
Yeah,
he was gonna get married on my birthday a couple years ago. He ended up having to push the wedding because
it was your birthday.
Oh. No, this is how that happened. I was at a bar and he shot me a text and just said, "Hey man, Morgan and I. It's my friend Brian. He's getting married next month. Morgan and Brian, very happy for you. Very excited. I'm in the wedding. No big deal." He texted me and said, "Hey man,
best man."
No, he has the
oh, so
I'm not that cool.
Ring bearer?
Are you an usher?
Ring bearer?
I'm not an usher. I'm a groomsman, not the best man.
Watch
I think
this.
I'm like,
watch
I
this.
Think I'm like, watch this. I think I am fourth in line. So it's kind of like if three
fair.
Other people kind of drop dead,
sure.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
Kind of low down the totem pole.
That's right. As long as you're not like the designated survivor.
No, I'm solid in the top core.
I never like to be fourth or lower.
Yeah, fourth or lower, because at fourth, you're still in the Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
No, I think you got to be top three.
Okay. Well, wait, you just said four.
I don't want to be fourth or lower.
Oh, you got to be top three?
Yeah.
That's
or
high standard.
Or don't invite me.
So you're saying I got to make the podium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bronze medal. Otherwise, going to the wedding?
Bronze medal,
yeah,
or bust.
I'm not showing up.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
You sound like Owen Wilson.
Wow.
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 But he texted me and said, hey man, Morgan and I, we found a venue. We're thinking about getting married around your birthday or on your birthday weekend. Is that cool? Which I was like, absolutely, like no better place I'd like to spend a birthday weekend than with my friends, celebrating you guys, no worries at all. Cause I thought my birthday that year was like on a Friday. And then 2 minutes later, I got a text to all of our friends that said, hey, Morgan and I are getting married on July 11th. And I went, that's my birthday. And they ended up moving it. But I'm so mad that it had to come to that because I wanted to always claim it as my special day. I was going to wear a birthday pin their entire wedding.
Oh, wow.
I was going to wear a birthday hat.
Oh, my gosh.
I was already requesting a cake for myself, which they actually said they were just going to have a moment where they gave me a cake. And I was like, damn.
Ask the DJ, can you play Happy Birthday?
I was like, hey, it's kind of my special day. Can you play Happy Birthday for me? It's kind of my favorite song.
Yeah.
And then I would have just stand on the dance floor. Who did this?
Right.
Who played this for me?
Which, Melissa, you and I, we talked about this before Kyle was brought on. We've talked about it before. Like, I'm a big birthday guy.
Mm-hmm.
Love my birthday, obviously.
Yeah,
I love other people's birthdays. Like, I memorize people's
birthdays.
Not as
much as your birthday, I don't think.
No, but I do. I go out of my way to make sure people feel special on their birthday.
Because okay,
I want them to know that, like, I care about them. And I think that's the one day where you get to be celebrated. So I try and celebrate others and send nice, very kind texts, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. I feel like I feel loved on my birthday and when I get it, so I always want other people to feel that same love on their day.
Right.
However, what am I not big on? Birthday week people.
Oh, you know what? I brought this up before. He brought this up like a year ago.
I've brought this up before, yeah.
But when people do that,
birthday
and I'm
months,
like,
birthday weeks. No, it's a birthday.
What's wrong with like celebrating?
Unless
your
mom was in labor for 7 days, you don't get a whole week. You get a day.
So are you?
So then Kyle comes.
Feud?
So Kyle starts and he's like, he said something about Kyle's special week, and I didn't ask the first time. Then he brought it up again, and I was like, okay, what is Kyle's special week? He goes, oh, it's my birthday week, and I go, birthday week. Yeah,
he's holding
week.
Back right
yeah,
now. He's
I know,
like,
I know.
He's about ready to jump out of
he's
his
like,
seat. He needs to talk.
There's literally smoke, like a cartoon. There's smoke coming out of his ears right now.
All I can say,
his face is red,
is that I get it. Maybe a little too much. People who do the all out.
Right. Which in going back to your friend real quick, I am in the phase of, oh, it's super annoying at first. I could come around.
It wears on you.
For your joke.
I grind it in.
Because I do appreciate a joke that goes on way too long. I appreciate that.
This joke has been going on too long, and I love it too much. And there's two things with the birthday week. Number one, Haley and I do it together. She doesn't want to do birthday weeks anymore. I do a special week for her. She's like, I don't want this. And I say, too damn bad.
Just because you want your
special
week.
I'm like, we're doing it for me, so we're doing it for you. And we do very cute things. Like, we either will do like a get like small gifts every day, notes, stuff like that. So
are you making her birthday about you?
No.
In a way.
Could I? Absolutely.
Sure.
Do I? Maybe. No.
A little bit.
When is her birthday?
Her birthday is the beginning of June.
Okay.
So we do her special week. We actually have a happy special week sign that we hang in our home.
I was going to say, do you have a hashtag for her as well?
No, she's not on Twitter.
Oh.
So it would be lost.
She's probably a better person for it.
I know. She is. I noticed she's like 10 times happier. I'm like, why? Yeah. Oh, you're not spending all
Tell
day?
Tell her to make a burner just to follow me, though.
Yes. Okay. Well,
I need
it'll still be her name, just the egg.
Yeah.
When is your birthday, by the way?
My birthday is July 11th. 7/11. Very easy to remember.
That's one of my best friend's birthdays.
Me? Because I'm one of your best friends?
No, well.
Oh, you're about to say no. That was hurtful.
Wow.
I'm ugly and not her friend. Ugly and not her friend. Everyone heard it here first.
No,
wow, Melissa. Wow.
No, my friend Amy Sheridan's birthday is 7/11.
Melissa hates Kyle is what
Look,
I heard.
I just pulled it up. Amy Sheridan's birthday.
Is your birthday in there?
No.
Wow. You don't even have Kyle's
I'm putting it in right now.
Phone.
Is it in your phone, Austin?
It's in my phone.
I'm putting it in Niall. I'm putting it in now, Kyle. Kyle.
Kyle.
Niall.
But I also will say, Kyle's special week, while it has its cute elements, the thing people don't realize is any other special week can be special.
Mm-hmm.
But not every special week begins on a night where there's a lot of fireworks in celebration.
All right.
Why do we think that is? Do we think it's because there's certain, you know, independence? No. It's me.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And the beginning of my week.
Okay.
Okay, my question is, if your birthday falls on a Monday like it does this year,
mm-hmm.
do you start celebrating, like, the day before, which this week, that week, it would be Sunday the 10th to the 15th?
No, it goes from the 4th to the 11th.
See, no, that's 8 days. A week is 7.
I've had this argument before, but I go from Monday to Monday.
Okay, that's 8 days.
Monday to Monday.
You just want the 4th of July
Monday
joke. You told me extending it by one day for the 4th of July joke that the fireworks are for you.
Monday to Monday.
I was on your side until you went the extra day.
Yeah. Now it's 8 days. See, and that's how these birthday week people are. You know, it starts with a day, and then they're like, well, let's do a weekend.
How about 8 days?
Let's do a full week.
Oh, my God. Let's just make it a month.
8-day week. Okay, let's do 2 weeks. A month. Let's do a whole year. It's my birthday year. Where does it stop, Kyle?
Every day, I make sure I am so helpful for you guys, and I'm humble, and I do everything for you, and all I ask is one week a year.
No, 8 days.
8 days. That's more than a week.
From Monday to Monday, Tuesday to Tuesday, whatever day it falls on.
That's 8 days, Kyle.
I just want love, respect.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
And a hashtag to get me through.
Jeez.
7 to 8 days.
Your life is like
now
literally a Beatles. Your life is literally a Beatles.
8 days
album.
A week. Hashtag Kyle special week.
They say it's your birthday for
eight days
a week.
If anyone's having a wedding on my birthday and wants to invite me and play happy birthday, I'll be there.
Or if anyone's having a birthday within 8 days of his birthday. A wedding and birthday. Did I say that right?
Wedding.
I think I just had
I'm not
a
sure what you were
stroke.
Trying to say.
You were trying to make fun of me. And
I was
now
trying.
I can make fun of you because you can't talk.
All right, touche.
Hashtag Kyle special week.
Hashtag you're a gumball machine. All right, go.
Okay. Hashtag chew it up and spit it out.
Why'd you say it like that?
I stopped recording and Melissa got mad because I stopped recording before she got the chance to make her joke, and that was the joke she wanted to add. Okay, now the podcast is over.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.